For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton. Tom Brady was at Gillette Stadium on Monday to support the winners of the annual Myrocraft Community MVP Awards. Following the luncheon, he talked a little football with reporters.
How you guys doing?
Everything's good. At this point in the offseason, where are you guys in terms of preparation? Just passing right now, timing, things like that in the passing camps?
Yeah, everybody really trying to get on the same page. So there's been quite a few additions. And you try to really look back on what you need to do better from last season and where we ended and all the different aspects of the game that can really improve ultimately our performance in critical moments. So I would say we're far from midseason form. You know, we're just we just got started, and we're going to have, you know, obviously a lot of work here. We got two good solid weeks left, and then we got quite a bit of training camp. So we got a long way to go, a lot of practices. And the guys are working hard, so that's the best thing. It's a lot of great effort.
Last week, Josh said, I asked him if he felt as if you were still improving at your advanced age. And he said, absolutely. I'm kidding. Are you glaring at me? He said, yeah, absolutely. Do you feel as if you are, and how many weaknesses are in your game? He said there's not that many that he has to work on, so it's easier for him.
Well, I think there's always ways to find improvement, because football is not an individual sport. It's not like you're a golfer or a tennis player. Or, you know, you're always working with lots of other guys. Look at his knucklehead back there. You can't even dance. So there's always ways to it's not necessarily just my improvement, but how my improvement relates to the rest of the team. And we all change every, you know, from year to year. The strengths of our team, you know, change every year based on who's out there, who's playing, you know, what schemes are working. You always try to play the strengths of your team. So the more strengths we can have, the tougher it will be to defend. You know, but me as an individual, I always try to be the same. I think I try to be pretty consistent for a long period of time. So that's, you know, that's really a great motivation for me, is to be, you know, the same caliber player that I've always been for this team, and for the team to really depend on me. So I don't have a lot of worries that they'll have to worry about me.
As you get younger, what changes? Tom's question. What changes as far as what you have to do, both mentally and physically, and as a teammate?
Well, I think the thing that I've learned over the years is you got to pay the price in advance. You just can't, you know, run on the field and expect for things to be better without putting the time in and the extra effort. And I try to be really consistent and dependable for our guys, and I think that's what the quarterback position needs to be. And you know, you can't go out there and screw up a bunch of plays and make a bunch of wrong calls, and you know, before you even get to the line of scrimmage, you know, the play wouldn't work. So I think I try to keep everything coordinated and get all the guys understanding what I'm looking for out of them, so that we can all anticipate what we're trying to do. Football is a very anticipatory sport. It's the more reactive you are, the harder it's going to be for you. So we're going to try to dictate the things that we want to do on offense, whether that's tempo, whether that's plays or route combinations, and it's all of us being on the same page in order to really efficiently and effectively do that on a consistent basis.
Tom, along those lines, I asked Robert Kraft just, you know, what the stability of having Bill for 15 years, yourself for 15 years, has meant, you know, to the team's success. What has it meant to you as a player to have the same consistency, stability to better yourself?
Well, that's, you know, that's very true. I've been lucky to be in the really the same offensive system my whole career and coached by the same coach. And there's nobody, you know, that I'd rather play for, Mr. Kraft, and no other coach I'd rather play for than Coach Belichick, because I think we've got the greatest chance, you know, to win every year. And that's a really important part of playing the game. That's why we're out here working hard. That's why we pay the price, is to go out and win games. It's not really for individual recognition. It's for team success. And I think when you're part of this program, you, whatever individual achievements or goals you may have for yourself, you know, those always come in second to whatever the team is doing. Because there's one thing that matters, and that's two things, wins and losses. You know, we got to get back to winning like we're capable. And, you know, we feel like putting in a good offseason gets us off to a great start. And by no means is there anything guaranteed, but we do know that if you work hard and you put yourself in a good position through this part of the year, you'll be ready to start training camp. And, you know, that's really what's on the horizon for us.
Do you feel like you have to reestablish a winning culture this time of year, because you've had so much winning consistency? It goes without saying, and you don't have to tell the guys what to do, or do you have to do that?
Well, it starts with Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick, and I think what they demand us and the expectations that they have for us are pretty high. And I don't think there's any time we come out of a meeting thinking, man, we're great, you know, we got everything figured out. It's really a time of year where you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to give great effort, and you're going to fail. And then you got to gain trust in each other and become more consistent and dependable, and so that when you're out there on the field, you can trust the guys that you're playing with. Because it's a team sport. I mean, I think that's the ultimate. When you play this for a while and you reflect on all the great teams you've had, it comes down to a lot of guys that are willing to pay the price for each other. And I think that's really what you're trying to establish this time of year, is what kind of team you're going to be, who's willing to put it all on the line when it really, there's no glory in this. I mean, there's no glory in an OTA practice. So there's no glory in the weight room or out there on the conditioning field, but it'll show up at some point. And I think, you know, it's a long season. So at some point, the mental toughness, the discipline of the team always shows up. And those are the things that we're trying to work on.
What's the most important statistic to a quarterback?
Other than wins and losses?
Yeah, I guess, because it, with the rise of the analytical analysis, a lot of people are saying that there's a variety of ways to measure success. And oftentimes the people who are doing analysis say it's not as important, wins and losses are as important, because it's a team game. So, A, do you agree with that? And B, if there is another statistic that is more important, what would it be?
I think that people pay to watch the games on TV is because there's a scoreboard. I mean, I think that's what it's all about. If there was no scoreboard, then people wouldn't tune in and watch. I think that's what it's all about. So if there was only one stat that matters, and that's because the competition in the NFL is very high, extremely high, on a daily basis. You're competing. I think some individuals compete against other guys, and some compete against themselves. So even if you don't have someone that you're competing against, if you're the type of person that competes against yourself, you're always going to get better because there's always competition. Mm-hmm. And the guys that I've been around that find ways to do that and motivate themselves, those are the best players. They don't have to wait for a Sunday in September to figure out if they're competitive. You figure that out in March. You figure that out in February, at the end of February, when no one else really is working, what the competition that you have, what's inside of you, and how that's going to really help your team and build your team to be more competitive, because that's all infectious. And that's what, you know, you can't sit here and compare one year to another year or compare this player to that player. It's, I think winning games is the most important thing, certainly for this organization. And when you come here, you learn that pretty quickly, that whatever matters to you as an individual, it's far distant from what the team goals are. And the team goals are one thing, to score more points than the other team.
So what matters
two final questions,
guys. You battle Father Time, I mean, you know, it's inevitable. What matters to you when it comes to that? Is it simply wins and losses, and what can I do to help my team win?
That's what it was, you know, 15 years ago when I started. It hadn't changed at all. So I think things for me have become just more clearly focused for what I need to do to help us. And hopefully I'm answering those questions a long time from now too. And guys can just reprint the stories of whatever, you know, or you want to write now. But, you know, I want to do this for this team for as long as I possibly can. And I love playing football for this team and for this organization. And, you know, my goal is to continue to play at a high level, and there's nothing that really gets in the way of that.
Tom, NBA Finals going on, how much appreciation do you have for a player like Tim Duncan and just his continued success?
He's incredible. I mean, I think those two teams, I think the thing you take from those and watching both those teams play last night is how good they are as a team. And, LeBron James, without the other guys that he has, is nothing. And with Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili, and without the guys they have on that team, you know, as an individual, you can't succeed in a team sport. Like I said, it's very different than golf or, you know, one of those sports that maybe some guys like. You know, I like it as a hobby, but, you know, team sports to me bring out the best in everybody and bring out your competitiveness and the discipline, the willingness to do whatever's best for the team and not necessarily the individual.
Tom, can I just ask you about the Celebrate Volunteerism and the day that is today with the Meyercraft Community MVP Awards?
Yeah, we've got, you know, such great community support. From all the people that have volunteered their time and energy to do great things in the community. So it's always encouraged as part of our team and as this organization, and some great award winners today that have put a lot of time and energy to making, you know, our community a better place. So the marathon team is over there, which is great, and all the volunteers who won the awards. It's a nice day to recognize them, certainly on our home field, and for Gerard and I to come out and participate, and Andre and Mr. Kraft and Joe Andruzzi, it's pretty sweet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Back to practice.